This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program here, live Saturday edition of the show, and in the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Chris.
And Will.
Now, of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We are not using Skype tonight. We do have a Discord chat, which we're testing out, the Discord call-in line, which we haven't yet had a chance to check out, but we're going to. We've actually had a gentleman in there who's been waiting very patiently because we've been talking about the minimum wage throughout pretty much the whole show tonight, although the last couple of calls have been about cryptocurrency, and we're going to continue that discussion here. And so, again, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if we get the chance, we'll also be discussing the revenge porn phenomenon and a new increased punishment proposal that has come up here in New Hampshire that was heard this week at the State House. Again, it's just a proposed bill,
right?
But it's disturbing because they want to add revenge porn. People who've been convicted of putting somebody's picture online without their consent, usually after a relationship goes bad, is when this tends to happen, that person should end up on the sex offender registry.
No.
We can talk about that coming up here in moments. But let's go back to Kimbler on the line in Myrtle Beach. You were talking about the future of, money, and you didn't have a whole chance to really get your thoughts out there in the last hour. So please, go ahead with your thoughts.
Where we left off at is about maybe since we're going into a digital market with all the coinage and the actual money. I mean, and I have some other comments just to make in general about Horry County here before you cut me off, because okay. We are very, how should I phrase it, in the dark on a lot of subjects here. So as far as education and jobs and the minimum wage and everything. But
okay.
When we go into the digital market, the actual money, are we going totally digital? I mean, people hang on to it? Because I know about the coinage and silver is more, than what it's made today. So you pick up from that point.
We're having some trouble with the phone line here, Kimbler. I'm going to let you go. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The question was about kind of the future of money. Is it all going digital or what?
I think in my shop, we have a Bitcoin vending machine, and that's a place that you can go and put in green dollar bills and get Bitcoin back. And so we see a lot of people that are getting into cryptocurrency starting out by buying Bitcoin, and they may keep Bitcoin or they may sell it and buy something else with it. But a certain segment of our customer base are the silver bugs. That's what we refer to them as, and these are the people that have been into precious metals for an awfully long time. And what they're seeing is they're not seeing the gains. I suspect, it's bank suppression of prices and bank market manipulation of the silver and gold prices. So they're checking out some of their precious metals, and they're purchasing cryptocurrencies, and some of them are doing really, really well at that. Every one of them is still retaining a little bit of gold or silver.
Sure. You don't want to have all your eggs in one basket.
Correct. But there are a lot of people that are in crypto that would never consider. I've seen people, be ridiculed, like on crypto Twitter and stuff like that, for even bringing up the idea of holding precious metals as an investment. They're like, well, you're just losing out. I mean, you're not making the big gains that Bitcoin is. It's like,
If the internet gets shut down or the EMP hits and all electronics are gone, those people are going to be rolling.
That's
what
you
example would be Dobby. You guys know Dobby Barker.
Dobby Barker, the Muslim agorist.
And he used to get paid in Bitcoin when he worked for antiwar.com. And he would spend his Bitcoin on gold Swiss bars.
Right.
And now he has gold Swiss bars that he spent like $70,000 or $80,000 worth of Bitcoin on each gold bar that's worth $1,000.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah.
We've talked about our $1,000 hamburgers. And
Yeah. So, I mean, he actually lost money by investing that money in the gold. I started out as a silver bug. You know, I mean, you know, you've known me for years, Ian. I started out as the guy that, like, I didn't take Bitcoin, but I'd still take silver.
Right.
And then eventually, you know, I kind of got into the new digital thing. I don't think it's going to be one or the other, though. I think it's going to be like, if they ever get central control out of it, it'll go like back to like it was for all of human history. Some people, if there's enough silver and gold to use silver and gold, people will use that. People that have enough to use bits will use bits, and people who don't will use some kind of a local commodity that's easy to access and easy to trade.
Right. I don't think we're going back to seashells. That's the point of what I think crypto brings to the table, is it's highly convenient, easy to transport, seems to be retaining its value.
As long as there's internet access. But if you're on a campground with spotty internet, good luck getting your Bitcoin transaction through.
There is a great video by Andreas Antonopoulos. You can find it on Antonopoulos, I'm sorry. But he talks about that, and you know, his point is you can literally do Bitcoin on paper. So
No,
it's not realistic, but there's also other things like the crypto satellite project that's going on that provides satellite access to the blockchain and
that's
all these different things.
What's the satellite connection going to cost, you know, for me to have a link up to the blockchain on the satellite? That doesn't sound cheap.
It isn't. It's open source, so it's however much you want to spend on your equipment. That's what it costs.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can tell you that satellite, project. You know, transmitting to a satellite is probably not going to be within the range of the average buyer.
For real, yo, I'm not setting a satellite up at Porkfest to sell T-shirts for Bitcoin. No. It's just not happening.
But also, I seriously doubt, as much of a prepper as I am, and I am, I don't put a lot of stock in the internet's going to go away, or we're going to face a massive EMP that's going to take everything out.
Those are highly unlikely.
They are highly unlikely. And, you know, if you're assessing risk in your everyday life, I mean, are those things that you really consider, unless you happen to be in Hawaii this week?
Anything can happen. Right. That's for sure. But again, that's why you don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
And while you can look at buying a bar of gold with Bitcoin as a loss, Will, which is what you were suggesting that it was, because your money could have done better elsewhere, you can always be kicking yourself over those sorts of things. Like, oh, well, if I'd only known, because hindsight's always 20/20. But in that moment, it was like, okay, well, I would like to have some gold. I have enough Bitcoin to afford a bar of gold, so therefore I can have, you know, if I have enough Bitcoin to keep some Bitcoin and to have a bar of gold, then you're in a better position if something bad happens to Bitcoin.
Yeah. True. And that's
something
what he was
bad
doing.
May
diversifying.
Happen.
Yeah, he was diversifying his investment and cashing in one thing that was a less stable investment, so to speak, because it was the early days of Bitcoin when it really wasn't worth a lot, and nobody knew that it was going to be $15,000, you know, in 6 or 7 years from then. So, like, he was doing what he thought was the best for his investments at that time.
Right. It's a great quote by Tim Draper. Tim Draper's a pretty famous investor and money guy, and he's big into cryptocurrencies. And he said somebody asked him, you know, are you going to sell some of your Bitcoin now that the price hit, like, you know, 10, 12,000? Like, this was in December, this speech was. And he's like, sell my Bitcoin for what? His whole point was, what is there outside of cryptocurrency? He owns a few of them that I really feel would be a better deal. What, sell it for cash? Get green dollar bills?
That are worth less tomorrow than they are today?
Exactly. Do I sell it for gold?
I did that this year. I sold some of the church's Bitcoin for cash because we needed cash for operating expenses.
And that's different, but you weren't doing it as an investment. You weren't sitting there going...
No, cash is not an investment.
No.
You weren't sitting there going, boy, this U.S. dollar, it's really taken off.
With cash and cryptos, it's like this. You can put your assets into cryptos, and it might go up, and it might go down.
Yep.
Or you can put it into cash,
it's gonna
and
go
it
down.
Will go down.
It sure will. Right. Over time, that's going to happen. Just talk to the folks in Venezuela. They'll tell you about it. Or look at the amount of groceries $100 buys today versus 20 years ago.
Sure.
Let's go to we're going to go to Discord, where we are going to be doing an experimental call here in the new Free Talk Live LRN.FM Discord chat, which anybody can join, by the way. It's a multi-platform thing. So Linux, Macintosh, Windows, Android phones, iPhones, anybody can get into this Discord chat and talk with other listeners. We got Stefan in Ohio. Stefan, are you with us?
Yes.
All right, now you get to hang on, because we're going to come back to you here in moments, just making sure you're there. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And check out the new Discord. It's something new for us within the last few days, and it's working out really good. There's like 80 people that have registered for this thing so far in the last few days. Discord.lrn.fm will take you there. This is Free Talk Live. We got more coming up.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Cryptocurrency is hot right now, and we certainly talk a lot about it here on Free Talk Live. Zencash was founded in 2017. It's one of the new kids on the block as far as cryptos are concerned. There's a lot of choices out there, as we mentioned just a moment ago, over 1,400 of them in the cryptocurrency markets right now, according to coinmarketcap.com. So why Zencash? Well, they've got some of the best tech from crypto, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, but anybody can do that stuff. So what makes them different? Well, they're voluntarists. According to the white paper, which actually mentions voluntarism, Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization, and they've got the philosophy to back it up. Check it out over at Zencash.com, and it's a secure platform for money and messages as well that can be sent encrypted to anyone anywhere in the world. That's Zencash.com. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we're going to the Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm, where Stefan in Ohio is on the line as our first guinea pig. We're trying out the this new way for people to connect with us. We've had Skype in the past, and we still have Skype on this same computer, but I wanted to try something new here tonight since we've got this new Discord server, which actually you happen to be the one to really kind of push us over the edge into getting it set up, although some people had requested it previously. So thank you again for that, Stefan.
It's working good.
It's really working very well. With it, I think I counted 75 members.
It's over 80 now.
It's over 80 now.
Nice.
So it's awesome. In like 4 days, basically.
Right.
So, and you sound great. It sounds as crisp, as clean as a Skype call does. Go ahead with your thoughts. What were you calling about tonight?
I was calling about a challenge I've been seeing going around the internet. It's called the Tide Pod Challenge.
Oh, no.
I just read about this. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. There was a commercial or something a while back. I think it might have been a parody of something The Onion put out, where it showed a gentleman sneaking into a room and eating Tide Pods. It's kind of a joke. And a lot of kids and even adults are putting videos on the internet where they will put these in their mouths
what?
And start chewing them.
Are we talking about dish detergent?
It's laundry.
Laundry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what happened is apparently there have been 6 deaths because of this.
Oh,
yeah. And the other thing I heard about this was it's not just kids, but it's been adults with dementia that see it see that they think it's because they're brightly colored. You know what I mean? Looks kind of
candy-like.
Yeah.
And it's strange because a lot of people are now pointing the finger at The Onion because they had put out a tweet back in July that said, Tide debuts new sour apple detergent pod.
Love it.
Oh, God.
Everybody's pointing the finger and saying, you see, it's all The Onion's fault. They put out this joke and people took it as the truth. And it's The Onion. They're going to do that.
What are the ones where people will like somehow persuade people to put their iPhone in a microwave? They'll tell them something about how it helps the signal or whatever, and they'll...
Yeah, it demagnetizes the electrolytes in the battery.
Right, right. Nice. So, I mean, there's just all kinds of bad advice on the internet. You have to be careful. And, you know, that is one of the downsides of this particular information technology that, you know, the internet has brought all these wonderful things, the transmission of information and instantaneously all around the world, these Wikipedias and Googles and these, you know, these tappable human knowledge that's just out there and just in mass and easy to access. I mean, there's been so many good things that have come from it, but also there's so many stupid things that have come from it, and sometimes stupid's funny,
right?
But in the case of these internet challenges, some of them are dangerously stupid,
right?
And you know, it's like when we were all growing up, there was plenty of things that I mean, maybe girls, yes, I don't know, but I grew up with boys, right? So, like, boys do some stupid things, right? Little boys do some stupid things. But now that we have the internet, the potential realm of ideas of stupid things has now expanded, because it used to just be you and your buddies and what stupid crap you could figure out how to do.
Right.
Now, there's all these dumb challenges on
my juice box.
Right. The TV show Jackass and the videos on Woline, that was supposed to be comedy. No, it turned out to be inspiration.
Yeah,
and it's sad.
And then people, like, it becomes this challenge, and it's, you know, it could hurt you or kill you or whatever, but
people think it's cool.
But because it doesn't hurt or kill everybody that does it, you know, people think it's safe, and so they'll go ahead and do it, and, oh, wait, you were allergic to that thing, or, oh, whoops, you just choked to death, or whatever.
I mean, it's just saying, Darwin Awards.
It's like this challenge that was floating around last year that people were doing to get, like, likes on videos and views, where people would pour nail polish remover on themselves and light themselves on fire.
My God.
It's like, what do you think is going to happen if you put, you know, nail polish remover,
acetone,
alcohol on your
fire.
Hand?
Yeah, that's going to work.
Put on fire.
My favorite.
People have this idea, well, like, science class told me it will evaporate before it can burn me.
Oh, there you go. Public school education. My favorite was the guy who held up the phone book in front of his chest while his girlfriend
shot him
with a 44 Magnum and died.
They thought that was going to protect him from...
So at some point, this is actually culling the herd.
It's not
nice to talk about, but it is sort of Darwinism in action.
The boiling water challenge.
Which one's that?
Some stupid fool on the internet poured boiling water on himself.
Oh, God.
He's like, it's like the boiling water in snow or something. Like, he's standing outside and he pours the boiling water over, and he hits himself like right above the nose and just all over his chest. And he screams as soon as it hits his face, and then he lays down in the snow. And it's like, no, that is a terrible idea. Don't do that.
Natural selection at its finest.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that's true and everything when it comes to adults, but little kids, they're going to be more likely to do stupid things, even if they would have ended up a smart adult or something like that.
Well, yeah, as a child, I see it. But if you're an adult and you do this, I'm sorry. You deserve whatever consequences hit you. I know not to eat laundry detergent
pods. No doubt. Now, the people with the laundry detergent pods, are they actually consuming them, or are they just, like, swishing them around in their mouth?
Even if they swish them around, there have been instances where they'll swallow them by accident.
Oh,
this can cause permanent damages to your organs.
My God.
Well, you realize that there's a warning on a Preparation H bottle that says not for oral use, okay?
Yeah.
So you know that at some point somebody was dumb enough that they were like, I bet I'm supposed to eat this.
I got chapped lips. I'm going to put this on there.
I guarantee you that warning's on there already.
That's what he said. It is.
There is a warning label on Preparation
H. No. I'm talking about Tide Pods. I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah.
That's been on there probably since day one. Not for internal use. Don't eat these.
Take it off. I say take the warning labels off and let...
It's just giving people ideas, the warning label.
Thin the herd.
Oh, man. All right. Thank
you very much.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Stefan, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And that Discord sounded good.
Didn't it?
It does.
So, Discord chat is at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to jump in there, of course, you're welcome to do that. Let's continue here. And if you want to share some of the dumbest challenges that you've seen online, I mean, just terrible ideas. And if you want, you can admit whether or not you actually did it.
And live to tell about it.
Yeah, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got some calls on the amp lines coming up here as well. We'll talk to some of our Free Talk Live amplifiers, which you can become one. We'll tell you more about the amp program on the way here at amp.freetalklive.com, because there's some new perks for Free Talk Live amplifiers since we have this new Discord chat. We can now add a new perk for those who are supporting the show financially, because we appreciate you. More coming up here in moments. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, a live Saturday edition of the program. We're loaded up with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, we got the Discord chat room available. Well, you can chat with other listeners, but there's also now a Discord call-in method that you can try out. Discord.lrn.fm will get you in there. Chris, you just jumped in to the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
And although your name is not Chris in the Discord chat, so that may throw some people off.
Yeah.
But you're listed as a host, so that might help. Anyway, so you can join us in there. You can join us online in a lot of different ways. We're also streaming live on Twitch, so hello to everybody watching us on the internets tonight. And, of course, out there in radio land on, I don't know, 100 stations or something like that here tonight. It's a lot. We get a lot of stations on Saturday. Over 160 air the show throughout the week at various different times.
Saturday's the most.
Saturday's is our most. But I've never actually taken the time to count up how many of our stations carry the Saturday show, but it's most of them.
And looking at the list, it's a pretty complex calculation.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah,
but definitely Saturday and Friday and Saturday are the most.
I would say Saturday is the most. I don't know if Friday is anything more than any of the rest of the week.
But really, Thursday is the best show.
That's the one that you're on, and you are very good.
It is truly the best show.
Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and you'll find out why. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we got Sharon in Long Beach, California, listening somewhere on the radio. Go ahead, Sharon.
Hi. I called in last Sunday night of my son being killed at a VA hospital here in Long Beach.
Oh, sorry to hear about that.
Terrible I was story. Hoping, yeah, the story is god-awful, but over the past 2 years, I've done a little bit of research on my own and found out it's not uncommon.
Nope.
And there have to be millions of vets that have died this way. In Los Angeles alone, in a three-year period, that hospital killed 140,000 vets just by erasing them from the computer when they come in for diagnosis with a problem. They just erase them like they were never there and keep putting them off until their illness kills them.
Yeah, normally bureaucratic malfeasance and laziness just results in high budgets in most departments. But when it comes to people's lives, it results in dead humans.
See, within the average Democrat wants that to be what we all receive.
Yeah, that's right.
No, well, what happened with the VA system is when all this started about 4 or 5 years ago, the Pentagon had been given hundreds of billions of dollars by President Obama, and that was supposed to take care of generations to come of vets that needed care. Instead, the Pentagon embezzled the money, kept it a secret. Yeah, the head of that big news show on Sunday nights.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Not 2020, but the other one.
Yeah, well, okay.
He actually broke the story, but then he said that because they kept it a secret, they didn't have the money anymore to help these people, and somebody decided that just let them die. This has got to come out soon.
Surprise. Now, Chris, you were in the military, so what do you have to say about this?
I've never used any of my VA medical benefits. I could at any
That's
time.
That's what you said last Sunday night, I remember.
Actually, he wasn't on Sunday.
Yeah,
but,
I wasn't.
Somebody was.
I've never
Marine.
Used my medical benefits, but, you know, maybe at some point I'd consider it. It would have to be the last possible choice because I would not voluntarily choose a socialized healthcare system if I could avoid it.
Because you're going to get bad service.
Yeah,
you might get dead.
Well, yeah. The other real issue I have with it is when we come up with a VA and it works pretty well during more or less peacetime. Not that the U.S. has ever really had a peacetime, but now we have the results of 16 years of horrific wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, where the problems are vastly different and vastly worse. Than in a peacetime army. And I know these vets, and a lot of them are flat-out broken. That's the only
PTSD,
way to describe suicide.
Their soul has been damaged by the...
Right.
They loved their country. They went voluntarily over to these god-awful countries and lost limbs. Sometimes it's a mental thing because of the things that they see.
Oh, yeah. It's like killing innocent people.
Yeah.
And nothing but bureaucracy. They're supposed to get the state-of-the-art
Policy to screw vets over. It was literally stated under George Bush policy. The only good thing that I can think of outside of privatizing NASA that Obama did was he stood up and he said, you know what, sending these kids to the head shrinker and having them declared having a personality disorder so that we can wash them out and never have to pay them any benefits. And this literally was George Bush policy to do to veterans.
Getting rid of
that policy was one of the few good things Obama did while he was in office.
It's criminal, and George Bush Jr. is still alive, and he should go to jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Now, thank you for the call tonight, Sharon. I appreciate hearing from you.
They'll just find Dick Cheney another heart so we can keep him alive for another 15 years.
In the same way that they're not going to put Hillary Clinton behind bars either. It doesn't matter how much evidence of whatever it is that these people have done.
Oh, come on.
They are untouchable.
Come on. I just want to see it.
You could catch
see that
George Bush with a six-year-old, and they would find a way to spin it, and then he would go to his ranch in Texas.
Let's go to, we got Jay Noon on the line calling on the amp line. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was calling tonight to talk about this House Bill 628 here in New Hampshire, which is a bill to have a 0.5% tax on paychecks, basically on income, essentially, to support health care or Medicare within New Hampshire.
Just so listeners know, New Hampshire is one of the states that does not have an income tax, and there are always attempts by these statist reps to pass an income tax, and they thankfully have not been successful every single time they've tried it, but they keep trying. So this is the latest version, a 0.5%?
Sometimes they backdoor them and don't call it an income tax.
You know, they definitely don't call this an income tax. They call it some kind of, you know, wishy-washy, you know, medical benefit, blah, blah, blah.
But it's a tax on income issued by assessed by the company.
Call it a required premium.
But do they have, I'm sorry to interrupt here. You know, Chris, what you're saying is that they call things by different names, but it's my understanding that New Hampshire doesn't have anything resembling an income tax as far as a per paycheck amount that goes to the state of New Hampshire.
Well, this would be that. This would be a very small percentage, but not an income tax.
But you weren't saying they have something like that. That's under a different name.
They're going to backdoor it with a new name, and that's
what they're trying to do.
They try to hide it in a different kind of bill, and they're going to end up with money to fund this another entitlement program.
If it passes.
The Milk for Cute Babies and Kittens Act. Why do you hate babies and kittens?
It's probably, I mean, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say, like every other time this has been tried, it's going to fail. This is probably a different configuration, because normally they'll come right out and say, we want an income tax. So they're trying to, you know, they're trying to cover it up this time, but I don't think they're going to be able to sneak it past the legislature. But what about it, Jay? Why are you concerned?
So what I'm concerned about is it did pass the House of Representatives.
Oh, my God. Really?
No, it didn't. Oh, it passed a committee. It passed a committee.
That's not the same.
And a committee. But what upsets me the most about this is a couple of so-called liberty-minded free state participant supposedly liberty-minded representatives that are actually supported by the NHLA. I don't know what their record is, but they're on there as, you know, liberty representatives. Amanda Bode and Elizabeth Edwards have voted yes on this, and I got it here on my Facebook page.
All right, stand by. We can continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatment may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain here, enough time maybe for you to get on the lines right now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We've also got a Discord chat where you can talk with other listeners and hosts of the show over at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, you can get a Blink home security system delivered to your door. You get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera. And it's about the easiest security system to install you're ever going to come across because the cameras are wireless. You unbox them, you pop the batteries in, you plug in the hub. That's the one wire in the whole system, the power cord for the hub. And then you connect it all and you get it all set up via your favorite Wi-Fi enabled device like a smartphone or a tablet. And then the Blink system will send you clips of things that happen in front of your cameras during the time frames that you specify for it to do that. And you can set how long those clips are as well. So you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours. We've been talking with Jay Noon on the line here about a bill, and I wish we had Daryl with us tonight because he's a walking compendium of all things state house and, you know, bills related. So there's this bill.
I can give you a little bit of data here.
There's a bill that's proposing to put in a income tax, but they're not calling it that.
Right. It's a family and medical leave insurance.
Well, who could be against family and medical leave insurance?
Exactly. And I'm moving down here to the part where it talks about funding this program. Quote, all employers subject to this chapter shall remit FMLI premium payments on a calendar quarter basis. These quarterly insurance premium payments shall amount to 0.5% of wages per employee per week for each week of the preceding quarter. So
it's not an income tax.
It's an insurance premium.
That your employer is being forced to pay as a part of your
No, it's coming out of your money.
Really?
He has to remit it as a portion of your income. But this is, yeah, 628, an act relative to a family and medical leave insurance program.
So they're putting the pressure, if this passes, they're putting the pressure on the employer to do all of the work so the employee won't be filing papers at the end of the year with the state.
Yeah, there's a couple other facts, and Jay might have these in front of him, but it seems like this program also requires 44 new state employees that...
I can't believe this passed the state house.
I can't believe free state representatives are voting for it.
What it says here is that this bill has a roll call, and I just looked at the roll call.
Mm-hmm.
I went on to a Facebook, Sarah Amberlin here. I'm not sure they even know her, but she was the one that I kind of just came in my feed yesterday as I was messing around here and looking at stuff while it was raining. And see, it went to roll call, and there was 183 yeas and 151 nays now in the House of Representatives. So I don't think it's like passed anything yet.
No, that would mean that it has passed the state. That would mean that it has passed the state representatives and has moved on to a different committee, possibly the Senate committee, to look at this.
Current committee, Commerce and Consumer Affairs, and then it doesn't have anything for Senate status yet.
Yeah, I don't know why it would go back to another committee. I don't know enough about the internals of how everything works in the State House, which is why I say Daryl would be the right person to talk to, but he's just not on the show tonight about that. This is a surprise to me because I can tell you that in New Hampshire they have a pledge that the New Hampshire, there's like a taxpayers group that is anti-tax, and they ask all of the candidates whether they will sign this anti-income tax pledge. And they all have to sign this thing in order to basically get elected. Even the Democrats frequently will sign these things
right. Because
they know they're going to go down in flames. New Hampshire people do not want an income tax. I don't believe this is going to ultimately be successful. I just can't believe it.
You saw just how willing they are to turn on this kind of thing, though, with Grover Norquist, though. Because there were lots of Republicans who are in the National House and National Senate who also signed statements stating that they would never vote in favor of a tax increase, and instead what they did was they spent 3 weeks attacking Grover Norquist and saying that he supported Hamas, and then voted in favor of a $30 billion tax increase. So
yeah,
they attacked him so that it was totally okay for them to go back on their word and the fact that they had signed this piece of paper saying they would never vote in favor of ABC, and then go vote in favor of ABC.
Well, what's good about living in New Hampshire is we'll have the opportunity to go down to the State House, go to these committee meetings, and offer our testimony. They cannot deny us that.
That's true.
You're going to have a lot of people speaking out on this one. A lot of people, particularly on the Republican side and on the Liberty side, are furious with this. To me, it looks like a backdoor.
It's a Republican House. So how did this even get passed in the first place?
I
29 Republicans voted yes on it.
Yeah. Yep. But again, don't call it what it is. Come up with some, you know, what's your example?
The milk for cute babies and kittens act.
Yeah. Well, now there is an opt-out provision apparently in here, but that is, you know, going to be few and far between because people aren't even going to know that the opt-out option
won't even be explained
even exists. So the disturbing part beyond the fact that this even passed the state representatives, and again, it still has to go to the Senate, it has to be signed by the governor, so odds are good it's not going to make it through. But maybe these state reps didn't really realize what they were voting for because, who could have opposed?
We had a little conversation, a text message conversation with one today.
Yeah.
Amanda Bolden,
She's a Free State Project participant who moved here supposedly, as the rest of us did, to be more free and to move things in a more pro-freedom direction. But this is the second time now, and she's been caught up in controversy over her votes in the State House. There was one a couple years ago that she voted for a major Medicaid expansion at the state level, and she got a lot of hot water from some of the other libertarians over that. She was elected as a Democrat. And basically their excuse back then was, and we'll hear what her excuse is now, but the excuse back then was, well, it's politics. We had to do what we had to do for our party in order to get our stuff put through.
Remember when Liberty folks booed Rick Santorum for saying that exact same thing, and then as soon as Ron Paul didn't win that election cycle, they all just, so many of them just gave up that value and became the very Rick Santorum that they were booing and mocking and heckling just months earlier.
Well,
I mean, what is going on with the Free State Project when you've got people who finally
it's
get
politics,
elected.
Dude. This is the thing. You think right. you think you know somebody as a libertarian, and then they get some power. Well, yeah. Turns out that power corrupts. Yeah. And so even libertarians are subject.
They like staying in office. So, I mean, what, for what? $100 a year?
For $100 a year.
What are you getting? You got to be getting more than, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You have to be getting more than $100 a year to sell out your principles like that. Either that or you never had them to start with.
Jay, keep an eye on this one. What was her excuse? What was the text message?
We asked her why, and she went on about how, you know, she struggled in her life. And it's posted right on my Facebook page, her response. And,
I don't
you know,
have she, Facebook. And, sorry.
And she said that it could be, you know, we could repost it. But one thing she puts in this whole thing is she says, I am disappointed about the opt-out option because I do think that this should be applied to everyone or easily to everyone.
Wow.
I don't know if the program will be successful if too many people opt out. I hope there's an amendment to remove the opt out.
Yeah.
What that means to me is that somebody who's a Free State Project participant, somebody that is, you know, recommended by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, basically, is saying that I want to
more
make
taxes.
Sure that you pay taxes and I am and men with guns are going to make sure you pay taxes.
Wow, she's completely jumped the shark at this point.
This is why I don't put a lot of faith in, okay, you're a member of the Free State Project,
right.
Or you've
well,
got a good rating.
Yeah.
I get it, right, but what's that say? It doesn't
Nothing.
Say anything to me.
Jay, thanks for
not
the call
anymore,
today, man. I appreciate hearing from
you.
And you know, we shouldn't be surprised about this. There's some Liberty Republicans who vote for some things that are not pro-Liberty either.
Sure.
They don't tend to get the level of heat that Amanda Bolden does, simply because I think she's a Democrat, and so more people are paying attention to her and saying, oh, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. But there's plenty of things some of the Liberty Republicans do wrong as well. But anyway, wanted to mention another thing here tonight, and that is the Free Talk Live AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you get some cool perks, and you can back up our show, and you can help us get on more radio stations around the country. One of the newest perks that literally is going into effect today is the new Discord chat. We've got a new AMP subscriber tag or whatever that you can get, so you can become part of the AMP group on Discord. And there are now chat rooms for amplifiers and supporters of Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, so they can have their own little chat rooms if they want to with one another. So that's one of the new perks. Also, one of the other exciting things besides Discord and Twitch, which are the two of the new things that started this week for Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, is we also now have a weekday program. Another weekday program, this one, Afternoon Drive. It's hosted by you, Will Coley.
Yeah. You can catch us on the TuneIn app or on LRN.FM or, you know, one of the pirate stations around.
Or on Twitch.
We, as far as I know, are the only show in libertarian airspace giving you two chances to win. Twice an episode, if you listen, you can call in and win free cryptocurrency. Between $5 and $100 worth every single episode.
Dang.
We gave away almost $200 in free cryptos last week.
That's amazing. Go check it out over at thecultoffreedomlive.com. That's the new website. It's going to be fleshed out soon. Meanwhile, join us at freetalklive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.